Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. Cloudy, crisp weather makes for some great pictures in the garden. Make your reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, grab a jacket, and come out for a walk. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. Holiday season is in full swing and the garden is celebrating. There are so many wonderful spots around the garden to get a photo with a winter-themed backdrop. One is just after entering the garden. The poinsettia trees are in full bloom and make for a perfect picture spot. Or get a picture as you walk around Tram Road past the Aloe and Agave collection, where the Lego sculptures of the stag, fawn, and doe have decorated a pine tree, and the polar bears are comfortable in their snowy setting. All of these vignettes are perfect spots for a seasonal family picture. On your way to find that perfect picture place, you'll see many of the garden's aloe plants are blooming. There's a very dramatic tree aloe in the raised beds outside the staghorn fern collection that's blooming. And in the aloe collection, there are a few varieties in bloom. While many aloe plants have mostly orange blooms, the Aloe elegans has a very thin orange stripe along the edges of the leaves and butter yellow blooms. If you follow the walk at the back of the aloe collection into the citrus grove, you can see that many of the orange trees still have a few fruit that the critters haven't eaten yet. But at the place where the trail meets back up with Tram Road, there's a huge white sapote tree next to the spider Lego sculpture. This is also considered a citrus fruit and is native to eastern Mexico and Central America. The tree is heavy with fruit that is still green. However, as it ripens, the fruit will be a boon to the garden's green parrot population. Once ripe, the pulp of the fruit is said to taste sweet like custard and be the consistency of ripe avocado. This is the time of year when the garden is full of red berries. So while you walk along Tram Road just past Arizona Crossing, if you look to the left behind the sausage tree, you'll see a couple of High Clare holly trees. This plant is a hybrid of common holly and Madeira holly. It is a hardy evergreen with nearly spineless leaves. Small white flowers come in the spring, and then the female flowers will produce the red drupe that we see in the garden now. While holly berries are not fit for people or dogs to eat, the birds, raccoons, and mice in the garden love them. Also, because the leaves that fall are slow to decompose, there are many small garden critters, including frogs and salamanders, that hibernate through the winter buried in those leaves. Farther along the way, but still on your left, you'll see the yapan holly trees in berry. This plant has been used for centuries to brew a drink similar to black tea, as its leaves have the highest caffeine content of any plant native to North America. It's a very versatile plant. It has small leaves and grows quickly, so it's ideal for bonsai work or topiary, or it can be used in the garden as a hedge, a screen plant, or a small multi-trunk tree. Other red berries in the garden this time of year can be found on the pyracantha plants that grow around the garden, but there are no red berry producing plants as prevalent as the toyon bushes. The garden has beautiful toyon bushes in almost every sector, including the Bohannon Rose Garden. The toyon is native to California and is also known as California holly or Christmas berry. The berries are a food source for many birds as well as mammals, including coyotes, but should not be consumed raw by people or dogs. It is said that the prevalence of these plants in the hills around Los Angeles are how Hollywood got its name. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.